This is WXPR. I'm Kitty Thorson. A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has broadened who can legally carry concealed guns and other weapons in the state, overturning a lower court's ruling dealing with a man whose license was revoked due to a domestic violence conviction. The court ruled today that disorderly conduct is not a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence under federal law and does not disqualify a person from holding a concealed carry license. Justice Jill Karofsky concurred, but in a separate opinion, called the legislature to close what she called a, quote, dangerous loophole in the law. The case involves a man who was convicted in 1993 in Door County of misdemeanor domestic violence. Marshfield Clinic is entering its next phase of growing its Minocqua campus. I was there yesterday as it broke ground on a 45,000 square foot hospital expansion. As construction workers operating heavy machinery work on a parking lot in the background, Marshfield Clinic announced a different construction project would be starting.
This new addition will go right where we're sitting today and should be completed within a year.
Connected to the new section of Marshfield's Minocqua Hospital, the health system will be adding a new wing. The most critical part of the expansion is the beds it will add. Marshfield will go from 19 to 31 inpatient rooms, with room to expand.
I would say that a lot of the pressure we felt to get phase two built was just because of the high demand.
Dr. Michael Schars is the vice president of medical affairs. He says since the Minocqua Hospital opened in June 2020, it's treated and discharged more than 2,000 patients. It's been pushed to the max many times in terms of the number of beds needed, and not just because of COVID.
Fortunately, we don't really have much for COVID patients right now. You know, we've had zero or maybe one at the most, so we're still full.
This expansion will complete a picture of healthcare Marshfield Clinic first started envisioning more than 7 years ago. Back then, doctors with Marshfield and Minocqua would treat patients at the clinic, but would have to go across the street to Howard Young or another hospital for surgeries.
That's kind of opposite from a lot of other places where, you know, they might build the hospital, but they don't have the medical staff to take care of the patients there. So we were fortunate. We had the groundwork and the foundation already laid with 30 years of having physicians here.
Doctors like urologist Matthew Thomas, who's been with Marshfield for 17 years, says having everything on one campus has improved how he's able to treat his patients. He no longer has to run back and forth, sometimes literally, and often at the case of patient appointments. Thomas believes this expansion will only add to the improved care.
We'll be able to care for our patients and the members of our community within our community.
Construction is expected to take a year. It's been just over a year since the Wausau Center Mall closed its doors for good, with demolition soon after. Now many are wondering where things stand with the planned multi-million dollar redevelopment project. Dave Ekman is the director of Wausau Regional Chamber of Commerce and president of the Wausau Opportunity Zone Incorporated.
Our goal is that we may be scratching the soil in the fall, October, November. There's a lot of things that have to work from now until then that require a strong partnership and collaboration with the city of Wausau.
For Ekman, the vision of the 7.2-acre site is clear.
It's a multifamily project where it will have multifamily market-rate housing. Then below, it'll have commercial retail and eventually moving towards the riverside. They need this. All these businesses here need this. The city needs this.
Due to a non-disclosure agreement, that potential developer is unknown to the public as city officials now navigate a lengthy legal process. With years until the vision could be complete, some are concerned about the taxpayer money being poured into the project, as well as transparency along the way. Tom Killian is the District 3 alderperson in Wausau.
The city of Wausau is eyes deep in millions of dollars of subsidies, and we're sitting in front of a demolished area where nothing is happening. There is a concern that the manner in which public money is being spent is too opaque and it's too closed door.
Leaders say patience and trust are key in a process like this. The project is a 5 to 6 year process. An agreement with the developer could come sometime this summer. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Winman Trails in Manitowish Waters is launching phase two of its capital improvement project. It set a fundraising goal of $500,000. The recreation area is also starting a membership system. Director of Operations Isaac Cowart says Winman is 100% donation funded. It doesn't get any money from the town or county.
Winman Trails is still free and open to the community, but we're encouraging our users to support us through membership as well as through the fundraising campaign so that we can do even more, we can do it even quicker, we can do it even better.
Phase two includes expanding mileage, creating gathering spaces, and a new pump track. There's an open house at the trails on May 28th at 10 a.m. where people can learn more about the projects. It's also an opportunity for users to give their input.
We've always relied on feedback since day one to help guide our decisions, and everything we do is essentially a reflection of what we hear the most requests for.
We have a link to more information on our website, WXPR.org. Winman Trails are open for the season as of today. Not the greatest weather, though, for riding today. Your forecast for this afternoon, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 65 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 40. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 56. This is WXPR News.